This is Fresh Air. Our book critic Maureen Corrigan has a review of Charles Bach's new novel. His 2008 debut novel, Beautiful Children, delved into the depravities of Las Vegas. It became a New York Times bestseller and notable book of the year. His new novel, Alice and Oliver, explores a subject painfully closer to home.
There was no difference between men in intelligence or race so profound as the difference between the sick and the well. That fairly familiar line, a mere fleeting perception from The Great Gatsby, is the bedrock wisdom of Charles Bach's beautiful and harrowing new novel, Alice and Oliver. Alice is a new mother in her 20s who one day, out of the blue, coughs up bloody phlegm, collapses, and is diagnosed with leukemia. Oliver is her husband. He's a trooper who hangs on to his job and tends their baby daughter, shaves his head in solidarity when Alice goes through chemo, and braves the hellish maze of health insurance to try to secure the care she needs for survival. But no matter how loving and connected the two of them are, once cancer enters their lives, Alice is the sick one and Oliver isn't. Bach could have chosen to write this story as an autobiography. As he tells readers in the acknowledgments here, Alice and Oliver is based on a real-life nightmare that began in 2009, when his wife, then a young mother, was diagnosed with leukemia. She died 2.5 years later. The novel's source undoubtedly imbues it with authority, but its literary power derives from Bach's elastic language, stretching from his detailed inventories of extreme medical procedures to the lyric melancholy of his descriptions of mood and place. The novel opens in 1993. Alice, a fashion designer, and Oliver, a software startup entrepreneur, have moved at his insistence to an industrial space in the as yet ungentrified meatpacking district in New York. We're told that the neighborhood's every daylight hour was dominated by dock thugs and frozen slabs. After dark, rotted zombie addicts held court with leather collar sex club slaves and transvestite streetwalkers. Oliver, though, is handy with screwdrivers and power sanders. He transforms the desolate living space into a soaring, ultra-modern loft. But here's the kicker. After Alice is diagnosed, and when she was at her worst, we're privy to this confession. When she needed to blame Oliver for something, for anything, she returned to the promise she couldn't forget, high on his list of guarantees. They'd be insulated. The smells from the warehouses, frozen beef, and lingering death wouldn't reach them. But they did. Bach's elegance as a writer belies his resolute focus on the elemental meatiness of the human body, its many vulnerabilities and humiliations. The novel follows Alice through her course of treatment for leukemia. Those readers fortunate enough to be unfamiliar with medical terms like induction, consolidation, and transplant are thrust into their baroque and brutal realities as Alice sheds hair and skin and even the energy to hold a thought. And always, on the other side of the sick and well dividing line, stands Oliver, guilty and oftentimes just itching to escape hospital world. Early on in their ordeal, we're told that when relief arrives in the form of Alice's mother, the clock started eating into Oliver's holy and awaited break time. He'd hightail it out, grabbing a chicken sandwich from a sports bar or some sad Chinese lunch from a buffet table of greased food rotting beneath heat lamps. Overprocessed, grease-fire-charred garbage, his official coping mechanism. He made sure to binge away from the hospital. He wouldn't let her see anything that might cause her faith in him to waver. But as the months of torment drag on, Oliver's binges grow more varied and reckless. Bach is unflinching here in his depiction of failures of the body and the spirit. Alice and Oliver is both haunting and raw, a rare novel about, in this case, cancer, that doesn't try to find meaning in serious illness, but rather gives its random malevolence its full due.
Maureen Corrigan teaches literature at Georgetown University. She reviewed Alice and Oliver by Charles Bach.